The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Welcome back. It's always great to say hello to one of the most knowledgeable people in college football, but we couldn't get a certain person. So we are saying hello to Andy Staples. Andy, how are you? It's been too long. How's everything going?
Bruce Feldman was busy, Paul?
We tried for Feldman, but, you know, he's an insider.
Yes. He's busy. He's inside. He's talking to the coaches. He's talking to the strength coach, actually. That's Bruce. When you're talking to Bruce, yeah. I was talking to the strength coach, and he told me this guy has an 11-foot broad jump, and he's so explosive. He has a 475-pound power clean. Now, I believe me, I hear it all the time.
Andy, it's always great to see you, especially at a moment like this when we all are officially in mourning here at the SEC Network. So help us get over this incredibly shocking, just unpredictable, sad ending to the college football season. It's over, isn't it?
It was a good run. And hey, look, the Big Ten needs to have its moment too. I was talking to a Big Ten executive outside the Rose Bowl the other day, and this is before either game had started. And this person said, well, you know, if Michigan and Washington both get in, we won't beat our chests the way the SEC would if Alabama and Texas both get in. I was like, why not? It's kind of fun when you do that. Why should only one conference have fun doing that?
Listen, I think those of us who spend most of our time in the SEC, we can wish them well. They're having their moment in the sun. I am having a big discussion at my house right now, which Netflix series to watch Monday night, but we'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, obliterated, if as long as there's no kids around, I think is a pretty good one.
Okay.
I've gotten to binge a few. I asked Kirby Smart the other day when we had him on signing day what Mary Beth was going to let him binge, and he said they don't even have time to do anything anymore, that they're just too busy in the portal. And, you know, so the coaches are working. I realize you guys don't have a national championship game to talk about, but they're very hard at work. And, you know, I think this will be interesting because it gives the Big Ten some bragging rights. The SEC dominated the previous two decades. You know, the Big Ten has had one title since then. And look, if Washington wins, the Big Ten should claim it. I don't think that they should say, well, you know, let the Pac-12 go out with this. No. The Pac-12 made its own bed. You feel free to claim this one if Washington wins.
Talking to Andy Staples. Andy, let's talk about the game because we haven't really spent much time on it. We spent more time on the game that ended. But as you look at Monday night, and I don't know, everybody has theories, everybody has suppositions. What is yours?
I don't think I've talked to anybody who has a definitive thought on who's going to win this game. Like, this team's going to win it going away. I think it's a less than a touchdown spread for a reason. And the reason is Michigan has not seen an offense like Washington's, and Washington has not seen an offense like Michigan's. And, you know, Washington, I think if Utah had Cam Rising maybe and been full strength, it would have looked similar to what Michigan is, but it's not the same kind of bully ball that you're going to get from those offensive linemen at Michigan. Conversely, had Ohio State had CJ Stroud back at quarterback, then I think Michigan would probably be a little bit better prepared for what they're going to see with Michael Penix Jr. and those three receivers. The guys from Michigan who played against CJ Stroud and Marvin Harrison and Emeka Buka in 2022, I think will probably remember that feeling of this, you know, lightning, you know, big arm quarterback with dagger accuracy, with unbelievable receivers. That's what they played against versus Ohio State in 2022. But Kyle McCord is not Michael Penix Jr., so they didn't have to deal with that this year. So I'm really excited about this game, and I think probably comes down to who dictates tempo. Will Washington? I'm sure Washington will come out aggressive, attacking vertically, and I think Michigan will try to control the ball on the ground. The fear I have for Washington is that Michigan gets into a groove where they're gaining 7-8 yards a carry and they just control everything. I think that would make it very hard to be in rhythm on offense if you're Washington, because it's going to be pretty sporadic.
Andy, let's talk a little bit about the SEC for a second. You mentioned Kirby Smart. Let me start with Nick Saban, though. And you know, there was that the rumor that wouldn't go away, that he was leaving, and there were a lot of people that actually believed it. It's now, that seemingly has now passed, because once you start, I think the worst thing that can ever happen to Nick Saban, you give him 2 days off, and then he never wants to have another day off again. But just your thoughts on where Alabama is after that ending Monday afternoon.
Still incredibly talented, and a team I will pick to make the 12-team playoff in 2024, Paul. We were talking to all the Alabama people about Nick Saban and, you know, would this be it last week at the Rose Bowl? And I remember I asked Kevin Steele, the defensive coordinator, I said, what the hell would he do all day? Because everybody says, oh, he'll go do TV. He'd be great on TV, but I just don't think that would fill the hours for him. I don't think playing golf would fill the hours for him. I don't think managing car dealerships would fill the hours for him. I just think he wants to be in a structured environment. And I've heard him say it a million times, like, I want to be part of a team. And I just don't think that goes away. And I heard Greg McElroy talking about his experience talking to Jim Harbaugh a few years ago. And Jim Harbaugh said, you're either playing, coaching, or you die. And I kind of think that's where Nick Saban's at. I looked like to me, he was enjoying this year. He was having fun. And I think a lot of it was some of those players they had, they did kind of outpace their own expectations, especially the ones that were set after they lost to Texas. So I think he looks pretty energized, and I don't think anything's going to change. Like, they're still going to be an absurdly talented team. It's just that in this era of college football now with NIL and the transfer portal, you can't hoard talent the way you used to. And so when you have a situation where your center is not effectively getting the ball back, and that the Rose Bowl was not the first time that happened, you used to have somebody else who you popped in there and that was it. You just rolled at Alabama, but that's not the case this year. And there's going to be situations like that for all of those, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Ohio States going forward. And that's how Michigan and Washington are playing for the national title. And maybe next year it's Texas or it's Oklahoma or it's somebody else coming out who maybe wasn't in position to do it 3 years ago. But now that some of these superpowers have a few weaknesses that can be exploited, other teams have a shot.
Andy, it's interesting because I talked to one of Saban's assistants out there, and he said, listen, as the season was winding down, he was tired. I'm like going, who isn't tired that coaches college football? But I think that's why you can't make a decision in the moment. And which brings me to a couple of other schools. Now, every time I have you, I ask you this because you live down there and you've been a very close to that Florida program. But how would you describe the ending of 23 into 24 and what Florida folks, fans, and administration alike are thinking about this upcoming year?
Pure apathy from the fan base, Paul. They're not excited. They're very pessimistic. They're looking at the schedule going, how in the world are you going to get through that schedule? They look at the transfer portal to this point as a net negative, and I think that's pretty accurate. There is a tinge of optimism that comes with a five-star quarterback, DJ Lagway, who got named the Gatorade Player of the Year in high school today. He's coming. So they're excited about that. But the thing is, like, DJ Lagway is probably a year away from being the starter. They're bringing back Graham Mertz to start this year, and I don't know that you'd want to throw DJ Lagway into the fire immediately unless he's just awesome as the moment he sets foot on campus. But their schedule is hard, their roster does not seem to be better, and I don't know where the optimism comes from. So it's going to be a bit of a slog through this offseason for Florida.
And the hard part, it's not like as we look at the schedule with Miami, A&M, at Mississippi State, UCF, and Tennessee, that's the easy part of the schedule. Before you get to Kentucky, Georgia, at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State, it's not like we may not see Billy Napier till the spring game or media days, but he'll be out there because that's part of the job, going literally to club after club trying to sell his program. If you were a speechwriter, other than Lagway, what are you going to put in there that's going to interest anyone?
You're going to have to say, look, the young guys were some of the best guys at the end of the season last year, and those guys will be better this year. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what you got to promise them. Because, look, this is a fan base that assumes that Billy Napier won't be back if this year's bad. So if I'm Billy Napier, I don't worry too much about the PR game. I just try to win football games, because right now that's the only thing you can do. Because if you go 5-7 again, and actually against that schedule, it might be hard to go 5-7. if you do that again, they're going to go find somebody else. So I don't think he needs to worry about the PR aspect of it at all, because there's nothing he can say that will do or change anything. The only thing he can do is win football games.
If he does ask you for advice, just don't tell him to say the same thing he said last year. It just didn't work.
But he will. And again, it doesn't matter.
Well, by the way, he is not alone. There are a couple of other coaches who need to work the rubber chicken circuit pretty hard this spring, because their outlook doesn't look all that great. Yours does. The Andy Staples Show, highly rated. It outrated Suits on Netflix over the past year. So you're doing great.
Well, nine seasons of that if you want to binge it, Paul, if you're not watching anything on Monday.
I'm gonna pop that champagne because I missed New Year's Eve, and the family's just gonna sit around, and the Andy Staples Show, start to finish, will be on our television screen. Andy,
we'll have about four episodes that day, so don't worry.
I cannot imagine how great they will be. Andy, we'll see you a couple of days from now. Thanks so much. Andy Staples joining us from the Andy Staples Show on 3. We'll take a break. Your phone call is around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Next caller was, because he was mentioned a few times yesterday. Jim is next.
Oh, this is Jim E. Nixon. And I got a request. I've been thinking, you said new day, new year. And I was thinking, just came in my mind, because my mind just circulates on different things. I was thinking about how great the show was 15, 16 years ago. Remember this, Paul? And you and I, man, talk about music, and I love music too. Probably different kind than you do. Probably a lot different kind than I'm in, but I love music. Same thing. We're in the same ballpark. And you remember when, Shane, and you could really do a good job of telling about this, and I'll leave it to you if you want to. But I remember, I love this. There was a song that whoever did that, Pat Smith, I guess, I don't know who did it in the studio back, when you were in Birmingham. Who did this, the creativity stuff?
That was great. That was all Pat Smith.
Okay, well, Pat Smith. It was. I told him. I said, "That's brilliant." Yes, of course, I was going to know, but Shane from Centerpoint and Bobby from Homewood were mortal enemies, and every day. And yet, here's what the beautiful thing was: one day they're on the air, and while they're on the air, one of them's on the air talking to them in the background. Pat comes up with Atlantic Star, "Secret Lovers," In the background they're arguing, and in the background, you remember that?
Was that Imaginary Lover?
No, it was Secret Lovers, and in the song lyrics, they said to each other, "I think about you all the time, Secret Lovers." It was brilliant.
Great.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, no, those were some.
I wish I could hear
days.
That song again, "Secret Lovers." Anyway,
yeah,
that was some great stuff.
Bumper music in the world.
What?
We did have the best bumper music of any show in the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you play that song? I'd love to hear that song again. "Secret Lovers" by Atlantic Star. You know what would be great, Paul? Could you pull up? You think you've got that in the library where that was done?
We've got a pretty expansive library here, but we'll check it. Sure.
Well, you remember what I'm talking about, don't you?
Of course I do.
You remember the song and in the background that was playing, and Bobby and Shane were just tearing each other up on the air.
Oh, it was funny. You're 100% right.
I love that kind of stuff. I mean, y'all ought to do some more of that.
Oh, you're right. It was Atlantic Star. I'm sorry.
I know it was.
Well, unlike John from St. Louis, I usually defer to my friends here who know more than me.
Well, what's that got to do with what I'm talking about?
Well, because he was wrong about everything he said, and you've been right about everything you said.
He's just wrong, period. That guy's a... All right, I'm not going to get negative, but I'd rather hear... You're talking about wanting to hear... chalk screech on a chalkboard. I'd rather hear that than John from St. Louis ever. Never seen that guy when he's got no, just, I don't know. I don't want to be negative. He's horrible. Horrible caller, Paul. You know who's a good caller?
Who's that?
Comes on just like me, Paul. Don't say hello. Don't say how you doing. Dominic from Pittsburgh. He's great.
Oh, he is great. Me and him could do a show.
I guarantee you I could take him and do a show.
Well, you're about the only one I know that you could take the hot potato and start at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or wherever you live and do the show. Most people cannot.
Well, he gives you something to work with. That Dominic kid is really, what's he, about 12, 13?
Yeah. He's 12.
I think he's great.
He's 12.
Huh?
He's 12 years old.
He is really good.
Hey Jim. Anyway. Not to try to start trouble, but did you? Was it yesterday? Some caller called in and mentioned Jim.
Well, of course, you know. I know one. Jackass.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty rough. I was personally offended by it. I just
wasn't rough on me because that moral fool. He hates me because I'm burning him. He can't keep up with me. They hate me. It's the same thing with Trump. They hate him because he's the best. It's as simple as that. Simple as that, Paul. I mean, you know that. You know the drill. That's what's been going on for the last, 15, 16 years. Since you wrote in the book, he's the best, he's the most compelling.
You know, you're right,
and they
Jim.
All
that
can't
was,
stand.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about 11 years ago, I did a book. And on page 54, I wrote that I could be having a conversation with the president of the United States. It was Obama.
Barack Obama, you said.
Yeah, and I said, if I was talking to him and I looked down and I saw Jim from Tuscaloosa, I would hang up on the president to go to Jim.
You're a wise man.
Well,
that's how you made the show, Paul. That's how you made the show good. You know that. That's how you made it good. Making the right decisions.
Well, part of it is that you deal with the quote-unquote suits who...
Yeah.
Believe that it would be better to talk to Adam Rittenberg, just for the sake of argument, than
Jim
in Tuscaloosa.
Or Staples. Or Staples.
Staples, at least, is funny.
What?
I mean, Staples is funny, though. I mean, he's not your cookie-cutter college football geek.
I failed to find anything funny about him, but that's all right. That's fine.
I'm just assuming he might still have his TV on. That's why I said that.
I don't care. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Paul, Kiffin's been dissing you pretty bad, talking about you piss off Saban and that makes it rough for the rest of them.
Who said that?
Kiffin said that. They got this thing with him on TV. I mean, on the phone, you can pick it up on my phone. And they had a big clip today of Kiffin talking about, thanks, Paul, you piss off Saban and it makes it hard on all of us because then Saban gets bad and starts beating us again.
Yeah, I said something like, you know, maybe a couple of months ago, maybe this could be the last year or the next, whatever it is. And and every time I do that, Kiffin just goes, "There you go again, upsetting
and
the
then, and then and then Saban and then Saban comes back with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
Of a football team.
No, you're 100%
right.
They
think you're motivating Saban.
Well, I think I am going to just say that from this moment on, because I had to deal with Stephen A. Smith a couple of hours ago. Because I said, I mean, it's always a possibility. And Stephen A. said, that he talked to Saban, that he's not leaving, he's never leaving. So from now on, my answer to every question is Nick Saban will be there until he's 90.
I saw the clip yesterday of Saban talking. It was a good one. Have you seen that? The one where he talks to...
Yeah, I saw it. I was watching it.
Yeah, that was good. And he looked as peppy. He looked almost as good as he did in 2000.
You know why he did, don't you? He was down at... I think he was in Florida. He could have been at his lake house. I don't know. I wasn't sure. But Miss Terry did his makeup.
He looked... Well, no, it's not only how good he looked.
And he had these Al Pacino eyebrows.
Yeah, but he was pepped up.
And by the way, somebody
saying,
who
Paul,
does his own makeup quite often in the morning when I'm doing stuff, you know, women try to do too. I know this sounds like I'm getting off on a tangent, but I've had women who aren't makeup artists do makeup for me, and they'll paint the eyebrows a little bit too thick, and Saban's eyebrows looked like it was a cross between Pacino and Martin Scorsese.
But here's the point I'm making, Paul. It wasn't, you're stepping on a good call again.
Oh,
it
okay.
wasn't what he how he looked as much as what how he said things. He was fired up. He was young looking or young acting. He's talking like he's ready to coach another 5 or 6 years. That's my point. That's how he sounded.
Well, he did. I totally agree with you. And it wasn't the same Saban that I saw Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in Pasadena. I don't know what he did between then, but he must have gotten a B12 shot or something.
Well, that's how he sounded. He's ready to coach another 5 years at least.
Yeah, no.
He was enthusiastic, energetic, everything that you want. He was. That's what they don't want. Just like me on the show, they can't stand it when I'm doing what I'm doing now because they can't do it, Paul. They can't do it. You know it. They can't do it.
Jim, that's why you're the best.
Well, you know what? You're right. I'm going to agree with you. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you. Another great call, Paul. You're part of another great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, what was Muhammad Ali's go-to? I am the greatest. And when you are. And Jim obviously is. So, and we made it clear that all of you could hear that during that conversation. We will take a break. I have no earthly idea what we're doing next. We do not have a script here. We don't have a teleprompter. We are literally going by the seat of our pants on this Friday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We are back. Glad to have all of you with us. Denise is up next.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm honored to be on today.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Well, I am calling because it would mean a lot to me as a non-athlete to share what the impact of Coach Saban and the Alabama football team have, you know, the impact that they've had on my life as
Please
a leader.
Do.
As a public school teacher. And, so I just wanted to share this today with you.
That's fantastic.
Lots of my friends, knowing me, they always ask me, why am I such an Alabama fan? And, you know, I became a fan because, you know, I'm the mother of two boys. Football was always on the TV. And I initially started just glancing and watching the games when Steve Sarkisian was on the staff. And as I became interested, just kind of side-eyeing the TV, I became really aware that the team was so well-coached and just a really great team. So I started watching Coach Saban's post-game interviews and just things that he would share, you know, on Facebook. And specifically, it really did have an impact on me, again, as just a total non-athlete. But as an example of this, I was the director of a nonprofit in my town for 6 years. We serviced underserved children in our community. And I mainly hired college-age, you know, kids to help us to take care of the kiddos that came in, you know, every afternoon. And I listened to one of Coach Saban's, I guess, just a share with his team one day. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is perfect for my staff training. And it was one of the snippets where he was saying, you know, just do your job. Just do your job. you know, get off the bus. Or, you know, but just do your job. And so it occurred to me that that would be an amazing, succinct way to train my staff. And so initially, and I'm in the middle of a bunch of Arkansas Razorback, you know, fans where I live. And so I started just turning on Coach Saban's video, and we'd play it once. And I said, let's do that one more time. And we'd play it twice, up to two or three times. And, you know, it just said it all, that level of excellence, no excuses, you know, do what you're expected to do, period. And so it worked so well, and it truly did have an impact on my employees there. I was a public school teacher for over 20 years, and our job, you know, as public educators is to move our children, to move them upward. And never give up on them. And, you know, this year with Coach Saban's team, I was just amazed at, from a, like, again, a totally different perspective, but amazed at how that staff, you know, continued to move their guys towards growth. And it was just an amazing thing to me, again, as a public school teacher, because they were doing with athletes what we do in our classroom. And then the final thing that I wanted to share that has truly been impactful for me, about 3.5 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. You know, the most easy to, you know, to heal and, you know, tend to and recover from. But sadly, he was one of the 10 to 30% of people that don't respond to cancer treatment. And again, sadly, we lost my husband. He was much too young, but we lost him about a year ago. And so I'm on that journey that, you know, lots of people are on in terms of dealing with grief and heartache, shattered dreams. But regardless, recently, after my husband passed away, it wasn't long before I overheard Coach Saban share the phrase "overcome hard," and those two words just stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, gosh, how can two words mean so much? And so again, calling in from a non-athletic, you know, perspective, and just how we so need leaders. We so need people that expect nothing but excellence. And to share those kinds of things with people like me now where I am, when I think I can't do this today, this hurts too much, not to top any sort of type of biblical perspective or anything like that, but immediately Coach Saban's words, overcome hard, sometimes give me, you know, just the wherewithal to continue to persevere. And I just wanted to share that today because I think it's important for us to have, you know, good things to share in the world that we live in.
Denise, first of all, let me thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate you sharing your own grief, and words don't really work at a time like this, because I know what I feel like I know what you've been through, but it's important to hear from you, and it's so relatable to so many people in our audience, and I really appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
We hope you have a great new year. Thank you so much. Elliot is calling next. Hello, Elliot.
Happy New Year, Paul. I just want to say I called last week or so. I said Michigan was going to win. I'm excited to see that they did. I don't think they're going to win Monday. And the reason I don't think they're going to win is I think that the SEC was down. I think the SEC was overrated. I think that Michigan didn't play its best game. And I think Penix Jr. needs to be, like, they need to move the Heisman out. What do you think about moving the Heisman out so when players like this have their day, that they can be regarded in the Heisman race better than they are?
Well, I think it's a fair question. But if you follow any other sport, the NFL, the NBA, MLB, they all give out the MVP after the regular season. It's very confusing after that to have an equal playing field. But the Heisman is basically it's a TV show. And the only time the Heisman's been given out in January was 3 years ago to Devontae Smith. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Matt is up next in Florida. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't talked to you on the show in a while.
Thank you.
Just curious what you think about Billy Napier with Florida this year. If they go 5-7 again, do you think he makes it to year 4? 5-7 or worse?
No chance.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's really an awkward situation because I think he's a good coach. He's likable. People want to get behind him. But what Andy Staples said earlier is accurate. I haven't been to Gainesville in a while, but there's just no enthusiasm right now, and that's a terrible way to begin the new year.
Yeah, it really is. I think Trevor Etienne was majorly underused. And I think he and his family knew it too, and I guess that's why he transferred to Georgia, maybe out of spite.
Well, I mean, I think you remember. I can't remember which game it was when Florida was losing, and his brother tweeted. It was about Colorado earlier in the season. Like, man, you need to get out of there, bro. And everybody got mad when it was talked about. But that's the reality of today's athletes. They communicate in different ways, and social media is one of the ways.
Yep, that's it.
Hey, thank you for the call. One thing we try to do here is be fair about everything and also tell the truth. And I am not going to sugarcoat the Billy Napier situation. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back and appreciate you sticking with us here on a Friday afternoon. We're just laughing at everything today, aren't we, Randy? Do I really need to be thanking the audience for sticking with? I mean, is this show that unbearable to watch?
Please hang in here with us.
I think that's how we feel about it. We're glad you're here. Bart is up next. Hey, Bart. Bart, good afternoon. One, two, three. Bart, can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry about that, Paul. How are you doing today, sir?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
And thank you for having me, sir. First time, long time. Been listening to you, sir, since you was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well,
I've been listening to you for quite a while, man. Love your show.
Thank you.
Love your demeanor on air. I love the fact that it's entertaining and informative all at the same time. With that being said, let's talk some football, man. What did you think? And I've heard your opinion on this all throughout the week. The main reason Bama lost that game, and I have to agree with you, sir, the offensive coordinator. Now, don't get me wrong, the next game that I coach will be my first.
Sure.
But my goodness, man, you can't line up in a no-back formation and block seven blitzers with five linemen. You know, we're trying to put it on the linemen and the quarterback and this and that, but I just think the scheme that he had called for that game was one of the worst that I've ever seen. And I'll just listen to you, your opinion on that.
I appreciate that. I agree. And having said all that, Alabama could have won. That's because Michigan was jittery, and for all of us who have sided with Harbaugh and being outcoached, Tommy Reese just made that easier. And I think for all the praise about Jalen Milroe, Tommy Reese clearly did not trust Jalen Milroe in many situations in that game, and it cost Alabama the game. Let's check out Don, who is in Georgia. Hey, Don. Don, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm a first-time caller and a short-time listener. I've just been listening learned about you just a few months ago. Hmm. I was just wondering about
your theme
song. We
need to talk to the marketing and PR division here.
Well, I have coffee every morning with a group at Denny's, and I call it the Denny's Brain Trust. And one of the guys there listens to you, and he was mentioning you.
As a guy that used to eat breakfast out all the time back in the day, and I don't anymore, what's your go-to at Denny's?
What's my go-to?
Well, when you go, you just get coffee, or do you get something to eat?
I just get coffee, okay. Yeah. Sometimes I get an omelet. Sometimes I get pancakes. But
I like the omelet.
I was wondering about your... They're good.
I
was wondering about your theme song.
Okay.
And when you're going to be rolling out the new update.
Well, Don, here's the deal. We still have a little bit under 6 months before it becomes official. As we get close to July 1st, you are going to be inundated with Oklahoma and Texas information. Trust me on that, okay? And on July 1st, it officially happens, and at that moment, we'll probably have a new theme song. Well, we're not probably.
Well,
we will.
I'm kind of like the guy at the end of the theme song. I wake up with it running through my head every morning.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people that say go out and get a new one. And I know there's some artists out there that have approached me. But we really like the theme of it. I don't think we'll change it other than to add Texas and Oklahoma. I've talked to Taylor. He certainly, I don't want to negotiate on the air.
Yeah.
We're hoping he doesn't charge us that much. Yeah. And if he does, we'll get somebody else. Kenny Chesney's waiting in the side there. But we'll definitely have a new song.
Well, I definitely enjoy your show. You've got some very colorful callers that come on. And I appreciate you taking my
call
and look forward to talking with you again.
I was hoping Taylor Swift would agree to do it. Darius? Has he ever written anything?
A couple songs.
Too partisan.
He's a Gamecock.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, it will be 3.5 minutes of Gamecock highlights. We can't afford that.
No.
Let's go check out David in Baton Rouge. Hey, David.
Yes, Paul. You hear me?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm a old LSU boy. I'm not a person who calls in and does a lot of stuff that way, but I like your show. So almost every
Thank
day
you
I
very
check
much.
On you several times a day. Just to let you know kind of my background, I grew up in Baton Rouge. I was at Tiger Stadium when Cannon made the 59 run back to beat Ole Miss. And that evening, Len LeBlanc was at my house playing piano. He was the he was the white team right tackle. Him and Cannon are the two that hit the Ole Miss player to stop him from scoring. So go back a long way. My my sister was the first Golden Girl. Actually, the year before, she was a majorette, but they actually had the twirling and so forth. So she was the first Golden Girl. She's been, you know, interviewed and everything many times because of that.
That is fascinating. Kind of...
So many years I've been there, but I've watched the LSU Tigers, and I know you've heard everybody talking up about the frustrations staying from one extreme to the other. I did go to the Wisconsin game. I'm over here in Fort Myers, Florida now. And that was a good game, and I was hoping ESPN might show that a little more. It seems like you either get a championship game or you get Florida State when the
David, there's a rotation, and I don't there's a schedule. I don't know what it is, but you'll see that game plenty. That was an important game. We head to the break.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.